system.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Sneaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, protecting you from dangerous, terroristic bunny breeders everywhere. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, United States of Health Talk Radio, rocking the health world for you. 800-259-5791. You want to be part of the program this hour? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, dangerous, terroristic bunny breeders, you're going to have to listen to the archives of Hour 1. Shocking revelations about the dangerous things happening within our own borders. Happening to us? No, not by dangerous bunny breeders, but by the USDA protecting us from what they call terrorist bunnies. Oh, I can't make this stuff up. I'm still shaking my head. I can't believe what I had to do last hour. I'm in disbelief. But again, if you missed it, you'll have to catch it a little bit later. But right now, it's even worse. The federal government, the states and local governments, all co-opted and corrupted by FDA-approved medications, now forcing drugs on children, that is CPS, Child Protective Services, depending on the state you live in, will be determining the name they are called by or the acronym. CPS here, there's a story I link to, those of you who have seen it, at robertscottbell.com, in my blogs, blog notes, as well as my Facebook friends. There's a four-year-old, Rachel Harrison. She's finally back with her parents. But at the age of three, she was taken away from her parents. Why? Because one of her parents went in to get what do they call it when they remove your appendix? She had appendicitis, and they wanted to remove the appendix, appendectomy. And of course, because the state is basically licensing doctors, they have to report things to the state. And evidently, this person was testing some trace residues of a non-FDA-approved drug known as cocaine. There was no evidence, you can read the story, of any mistreatment, any neglect of this child at 3 years old, and there were no criminal records for the parents, but CPS pulled the child from them, and then what? And then what is even more shocking? Obviously, the child now, away from parents for the first time, goes into, let's say, some behavioral disorders. Does this sound familiar? And they end up putting this three-year-old child on psychotropic drugs, including risperidone, which is used for schizophrenia. A three-year-old. This three-year-old is wasting away, not eating. The drug is just destroying. All because the parents were suspected of doing an illicit street drug recreationally. This is not an endorsement of that, but this is one of those things where you've got a real dilemma here, don't you? You got to figure this out. This is the moral, ethical question of the day. We have the U.S. government and state government saying the bad drugs are the ones we don't approve of, okay? Yet they say the FDA drugs are okay, they're safe, and then they're killing, well, we know they're killing children, they're killing adults, hundreds of thousands of Americans dying due to FDA-approved medications. And in this case, on the mere suspicion of parents, with no evidence of neglect, no felony record, they pull the child and then they start drugging the child. Yeah, taking them out of, you know, the family environment, absolutely destroying them. So where do you go? Where do you fall on this one? As I said, I'm not a fan of illicit street drugs, but I feel, and the statistics bear this out, the more dangerous ones are the ones that are approved by government. And you have dangerous doctors who are licensed and sanctioned by the state who are turning people in, not for crimes. Not for crimes in this case, because this child was, you know, evidently well cared for. The judge even agreed in this case. Did not side with CPS. Was shocked that this little girl was put on these drugs. and eventually returned to the family. And it turns out this may have been a vendetta, a CPS vendetta. This is why it's so dangerous. How many times have I told you to have a marriage license, to have a birth certificate, to stamp a number on the forehead, a beastly number on the forehead of your children just so you can get a deduction? Because it puts them under the jurisdiction of dangerous, crazed lunatics in government. Yes, I admit there are some people in CPS that are looking out for the best of the children. Yeah, you can't generalize, Robert. The reality is the risks are very great when you put this kind of power in the hands of lunatics in government who want to see children drugged in this way. And this may have happened because they were exposed in 2007, according to this little girl Rachel's grandmother. That's when Debbie Flores first contacted Fox 26 there. Then the CPS took Rachel from Christina soon after her birth because of this testing positive now, even for a recreational use of marijuana, a plant God created, not man, not approved by FDA, which has now been proven to help many people for many things. During CPS supervised visitation, not one but two caseworkers looked at the baby's condition and neither decided to take. What was the condition? Diaper rash. Diaper rash! How many kids have ever had diaper rash? They're well cared for. Oh, my gosh. The kid sat in the diaper for an extra 20 minutes and was sensitive. And, of course, they're going to make you use a nasty petrochemical on it, too, instead of Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel, which is what we used. Oh, my gosh. You can lose your children based on diaper rash now if they don't like you because marijuana may be involved. You want to give herbs to your kids? Oh, no, no, no. Actually, weirdly enough, there's some positive news on that front this hour. Four stories in a row that came out touting the benefits of natural remedies and medicines and herbs. This is shocking, and I think probably because the world didn't end, they didn't have anything else they could print. They said, oh, well, we better, since hell might have frozen over, we better tell them it's okay to eat an herb, even if they're pregnant. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Don, do we still have Stephen from Maryland on the line? He had a call very related to this issue of CPS taking children and drugging them. Stephen, I'm sorry, is it? Oh, it's Justin. I apologize. I had the wrong name. Justin from Maryland, are you there? Were you drugged in the way that this little girl was?
Yes, I was. And I'll tell you this. It started when I was in elementary school. It basically some type of child psychologist comes in there and only spends a couple minutes with you and then declares you mentally ill, and then that's it. They give you with ADHD. They brand you with all this kind of crap. You know what I mean? That's all they do.
Yeah.
And I lost my childhood because of that crap.
Now, Justin, when you say you lost your childhood, explain to me what that means. What do you mean lost your childhood?
I was a zombie for most of my preteen years and teen years. They forced me on those drugs. My dad didn't know what was going on. He was ignorant. He believed what they said. So I don't blame him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. But you know, at the same time, we come back to this and say, why did our parents get duped by these white lab-coated government-sanctioned monsters?
Because it's because they're not getting the right information. It's because before the age of the Internet, people believed whatever the government told them,
mm-hmm.
whatever someone in a lab coat told them, whatever the doctor told them.
How did you survive the zombie drugging?
It took a while. I started to I guess, I don't know how, but I did, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I turned 18, I weaned myself off. And I actually got in some serious trouble because I bashed my neighborhood bully on the head with a 2x4.
Well, they talk about these drugs, you know, basically taking off the governor, you know, of behavior. We talk about people that wouldn't normally be suicidal or homicidal, or even if they have those thoughts, they won't act on it. But on these drugs, you find just like the Columbine school shootings
fear.
And so many.
No fear.
Yeah. Yeah, so you experienced that. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. You think about some things when you get mad at somebody, but you never do it. But when you get on these drugs, all sense of fear that would keep you from doing something like that goes away.
This is a chilling warning from personal experience there, Justin. Have you gone out to speak to communities about your experience?
Well, yes. A while back, I did research when I got my first computer. I did research because I was reading Kevin Trudeau, and I thought a lot of kids are on Ritalin, right? And that was me in one of his passages of his book. He was talking about how this is a deliberate dumbing down of the children. This is a eugenics policy. Know what I mean?
Yes.
And basically what this is like Brave New World. And I did a little research, and I discovered a group called CCHR, Citizens Commission on Human Rights.
Yeah, they're very aggressively going after the psychiatric profession, speaking out about the cruelty, the brutality, and the unnecessary aspect of drugging everybody.
They're no different from the inquisitors of the old Catholic Church. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's just like another witch hunt. This whole ADHD, this whole DSM, it's like a new witch's hammer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're going after everybody.
Justin, anytime we have government-sanctioned religion, which is, you know, the fear our founders had when we talk about a First Amendment,
yeah,
that would, you know, basically you wouldn't be authorized to establish a state religion nor prohibit the free exercise thereof. But right now we do have one religion in America, and it's not Christianity and it's not Judaism. It's modern medicine, and they have incorporated and embedded it so well that even people that worship on Saturday or Sunday at their places of worship come out and they are part of that religion, allowing these doctors, these witchcraft doctors, to prescribe these psychiatric meds onto their children. And now we're finding parents that don't want, like in this case, who happen to be using illicit drugs, which I'm not a big fan of, but at the same time, no evidence of harm to these children, and yet CPS government-sanctioned, state-sanctioned drugging of these children. This is horrific.
I was in CPS custody for a while. They kept taking me for my father because I had blonde hair and blue eyes with my little bros. I'm going to tell you, and it wasn't until we rebelled as children from this, they sent us back to our dad, and they didn't want us anymore.
Oh, good Lord. Well, we need rebellion from the children so they go back to their parents here. Justin, bless you for what you're doing. I appreciate your call from Maryland there. Spread the word. Keep talking. Don't let anybody shut you down. We are rocking the health world here. Lots more healing to go. I'll tell you some positive stories on natural remedies when we come back from this break.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you worship at the Church of Modern Medicine? Not here. Not now, not ever. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on every week on GCN, all over this great land, on many affiliates around the country as well. And, of course, streaming through the Internet at GCNLive.com, RobertScottBell.com, and, of course, my show Monday through Friday through NaturalNews.com. You can't get enough once a week. Hey, be with me 6 days a week. Archives available 24/7 as well. Those of you listening through TalkStream Live as well, there are no nosebleed seats in the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you do have a nosebleed, well, I've got some homeopathic phosphorus to stop it. Okay, we got you covered. The phone number today, as it always is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you want to call me 24/7 outside of the realm of the live show here on GCN, it's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-BELL, that's 2355. You can leave a message. We'll get it on the air during the week as well. If you have a great question or a comment or suggestion, I want to hear from you. Once again, 866-939-BELL. But before the positive press on supplements, let's go to the phone. Steven's hanging on, longtime listener in Las Vegas, Nevada. Steven, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, good afternoon, or good morning, I guess, still here.
All the way around, wherever the time zones are, you're Robert Scott Belling right now.
Okay, Robert, I think that you're 100% correct on the exercise of a religion, and I'm surprised I haven't seen any briefs on that yet. I also have a law degree. I'm a lymphologist, which I used to tell you on a periodic basis. But these people want their religion over all others, and of course their religion is secular humanism. That's where mankind is smarter than God, and I think we all know that that isn't going to work out too good.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of evidence that they believe that is the case. I mean, just look at the vaccine paradigm, but I'm going to get to that. Now, in your case, you know, you're looking at some of these things like the attacking the bunny terrorists and such, and you're outraged like I am, I assume.
Oh, of course. I'd like to thank GCN for having you on. I lost contact with you for a few years and announced to your listening audience that Tuesday, Dr. Paul Conant was on GCN Network, and of course you could get that at the archives.
Yeah, Paul is from fluoridealert.org. He's a great doc. He's been researching the fluoride issue for many years. I've had him on over the years, going way back, and I respect him immensely. And, you know, we're talking about more genocidal issues. And you know, the issue with fluoride, of course, if you increase, you know, fluoride in the water supply, you're going to increase dental fluorosis, modeling of the teeth. You're going to weaken the skeletal system. You're going to damage the endocrine system. You're going to increase the uptake of heavy metals. But that serves the purpose of the bureaucratic oligarchy worldwide, keeping the people docile and controllable and malleable, because fluoride is one of those things that just weakens your will to do that which you even know to be right and true. You could know these things, Stephen, and suddenly you're hopped up on fluoride and you just can't get off your couch, you know? And this is what they intend to.
One thing I liked about his analysis, Alex Jones had him on the 17th in the fourth hour.
Uh-huh.
And he talked about, you know, he admitted that there might be some use for specific types of fluoride on a topical application. But he said to put it inside your body in an unregulated amount, it's kind of like swallowing sunscreen because you're afraid that the sun's going to hurt you.
Yeah, exactly. There's no basis for the ingestion of it. It's a toxic waste chemical. I've covered this on the air many, many years. In fact, more recently, I think I did a show with Mike Adams during my weekday show, The Health Ranger, covered this as well. And Stephen, I'm glad you're back in the fold. Spread the word out there in Las Vegas. We didn't go away. We're still rocking the health world every week. And now, of course, every day, 6 days a week, through Natural News 5 days and here on GCN every Sunday, just like we have since, started this up in 99, 2001. And I'm glad you're back with me, Stephen. Thanks so much.
One last point. If all the listeners of this show It's your responsibility to tell 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 10, as many people as you can on a weekly basis. That's the way things happen, and that's the way we're going to win this thing.
Yeah, it's an information war. You're right. And, Stephen, thanks again for calling. I appreciate it. Now we've got some good news on the way. It's not all bad news. I'm thinking because the world didn't end yesterday, somebody let it slip. It's like, okay, what are they going to do? I'll put this in the hopper. It's not really going to publish because the world is over. And, of course, the world didn't end. So what got published? Four specific stories in favor of dietary supplements. Here's one on women's health, and this is coming through FoxNews.com. It says, study finds supplement may help pregnancy problem. Is this a shocker? A supplement for pregnancy? They're going to let this one through? Scientists studying pregnancy complication preeclampsia say a dietary supplement containing an amino acid and antioxidant vitamins given to expectant mothers at high risk could reduce occurrence of the disease. You mean preeclampsia is not a drug deficiency? That's right. In a study in the British Medical Journal, the BMJ, on Friday, researchers found that pregnant women taking supplements with the amino acid L-arginine plus vitamins were significantly less likely to develop preeclampsia compared with those taking just vitamins or even taking placebo. Now, we talk about high blood pressure during pregnancy. That's, you know, a precipitating issue, as well as high protein levels in the urine. That's talking liver congestion. That's talking kidney congestion, if we can call it that as well. And these issues are supplemental issues. They're functional issues, and no drug is going to counteract that. So we come back to, you know, people were always telling me, you know, I'm a big fan, obviously, of homeopathic medicine. I said, get on a homeopathic detoxifying or draining remedy, drainage remedy, even during pregnancy, Robert. Yes, even during pregnancy. But what are you doing? Your liver detoxing during pregnancy. Listen, if pregnancy is not going to cause a burden to the liver, I don't know what is. You're talking about, you know, a stress on the body. Now, it's a positive stress if you have the nutrients available, but we have the reality is that the developing child is going to rob from the mother all of the glucose tolerance factor chromium, the GTF chromium available, because moms don't know how important GTF chromium is, and it's not in much of the food. So that alone will, you know, basically precipitate chromosomal abnormalities, precipitate gestational diabetes as well, can increase liver congestion because the chromium is also helpful for the liver, as is the selenium. And which is why I tell all my listeners, you know who you are, to call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077 and get the GTF chromium and selenium, because not everybody carries the right whole food variety of it to increase the liver function of the body. And this is true for non-pregnancy and pregnancy. And they're talking about an amino acid L-arginine as well as vitamins. And, of course, I'm making sure the vitamins aren't synthetic, because then they'll come back one day and say, well, that study in the long term looks like it wasn't as good as we thought. It's because most of these studies are done on synthetic vitamins as opposed to whole food vitamins and minerals, that which is coming in through food. But still, it's a positive bone that they threw, didn't they? To say, yeah, an amino acid could be better here in preventing preeclampsia. And, of course, I'm not advocating harsh liver cleanses during pregnancy, but liver support, that is the nutrients that we know of that support good liver function, good liver health, absolutely appropriate, vital to be doing double time, if you will, during pregnancy. And that includes the homeopathic detox remedies. Now, if you're concerned about it, start slowly. Whatever the dose is, just fractionate it. But with homeopathy, you're talking about energetic and metabolic components to support the functions. I got three more positive stories to go. We got a half hour to do it in. We're going to do it. Plus your calls if you'd like at 800-259-5791. This is the place you come to for Health, Freedom, and Liberty every week. Tell your friends. Don't assume they know about it. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on at robertscottbell.com. And more on GCN with this show after this break. I'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Willing to go where the truth takes them. Here's Robert.
Between my producer and I just trying to keep up with all the comments flowing in through Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff, Scott says, I'm on fire today. And Fiona says, burning issues and a red hot delivery. Ouch! Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to cool off after this show. Thank you all for being there. I love that we're getting this message out there. People are really responding and taking it out to those that are yet to be aware of what's happening in reality. The reality that is you are shielded from if you're part of the old media, and that's where you get your information from. And believe me, plenty of people do. Plenty of smart people do. Book smart people, plenty of intelligent people with degrees. They don't get it like this yet. They're too intoxicated. They're too fluoridated and such. And this is radio detoxification for the soul, I think. And I'm glad to be here with you. And I was talking about the pregnancy issue and liver stuff. And people always say, well, no, not during pregnancy. That's too dangerous. And I've referenced herbalists and doctors that work holistically in that. And I, over the years, I've had a lot of opportunities to work side by side with doctors, MDTs, yes, that have allowed me. Oh, Robert Scott Bellet, let him in, even into hospitals. I've gotten to witness surgeries firsthand and such, been present at childbirths. And I remember one particular case of a childbirth, a labor that went very long, very painful. woman had to, well, decided to anyway, take one of the painkillers or epidurals or such. And we watched as the child that had yet to be delivered, heart rate started to drop. And it's always concerning during delivery if this happens, because they're, you know, the fetal monitor, they're checking it out. So I asked the doc, I said, "Doc, does this have anything to do with the metabolism of the drugs, the painkillers that you're giving this woman, that this rate could drop?" And he just stood back and said, "Yes, it could," but didn't know what to do, anything to do. Had permission, and basically this woman was allowed to take a few drops of a homeopathic drainage remedy. Yes, a detoxifier that included some of the remedies I've talked about for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including Bryonia, Nux Vomica, Chelidonium. And literally, as they were scoping this is in real time, real life, within seconds of the administration of these drops of homeopathy. "There's nothing there, Robert. How could this be? What happened? Tell us what happened. I want to know." You want to know? The little fetal child that wasn't born yet, rates climbed back up instantly. The heart rate went back up to where it was supposed to be. Doctor looked just amazed. Eyes got big. I've never seen anything like that. Because it's about energy. You help the liver, you help the baby. You help the liver, you help the mommy. And they're going to tell you, "Oh, don't do detoxifying drugs." It's not drugs. These are herbs. These are supplements. These are homeopathic medicines. And even modern medicine now is here to recognize that because the world didn't end, they let it slip out. Yeah, sorry. Well, there's another positive story here. I've got a quick moment here to share with you. Curcumin compound proves effective for head and neck cancer treatments. Yeah. Primary reason that head and neck cancer treatments fail is that tumor cells become resistant to chemotherapy drugs. No, you don't say. How about the fact that people die from the chemotherapy? Well, we got researchers at University of Michigan Comprehensive Cancer Center. They found that a compound derived from the Indian spice curcumin can help cells overcome that resistance. So we've been talking about this for years. Natural News has been writing about it. All the people that are doing that which the government doesn't approve or sanction have acknowledged and have been writing about and speaking about curcumin and other supplements for cancer. Now they finally acknowledge it. Well, you know why? Because they can call it FLLL32, right? Yeah, where are you going to get that? You're not going to get that in the health food store because it's a curcumin-based compound instead of taking the curcumin as a whole food. Well, let that hint be a lesson to you. Don't wait for them to acknowledge the truth that is already known and that has been known for thousands of years. Let thy medicine be thy food. All of the plants and herbs and flowers and things that God created are here for our benefit to help heal us. And only man can screw it up by synthesizing it, by isolating it, by making it toxic. Yes, even, dare I say, cannabis, sativa, marijuana, when utilized in cancer patients, is helpful. When used as Marinol, the side effects are devastating. Because God knew what he was doing. Can I say that? Yes, I will say that. And I'll say it again and again. If you don't like it, okay, change the dial. If not, keep cranking it up. Turn up the power, turn up the volume, because we got lots more healing to do. A couple of more segments to do it in. I've got a couple of more positive stories on supplements and alternative medicine. And if we get a chance, we'll take another call as well. RobertScottBell.com, rocking the health world. More after this.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thanks to Stephen Huer again as well. One World Way, we're still detoxing with that by increasing glutathione levels. And anything we got, we can do. We got to do it. And we got to do it. Also, Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com also now carries the sea vegetation. We love the sea veg, the super sea veg. You can call up 866-424-1077. And I know firsthand he gathered that over years, well prior to Fukushima. We can be sure that that is clean and available for all of us for the vegetal source of iodine and all the good things we need, including the selenium and chromium. So thank you for being here. I've got a couple more segments. If you'd like to call in, it's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Now, there's another story that's positive in nature. It's just bizarre. Four of them happened in a row. Here's a story. Alternative health practices show benefits for treating chronic pain. You know, they used to attack chiropractic even. A variety of complementary alternative health practices, including meditation, relaxation, manual therapy such as massage and spinal manipulation. Uh-oh, the chiropractors are going to be praised here. Even DOs can do that. Meditative exercises, forms of yoga, tai chi. Ancient health practices such as acupuncture all show promise for contributing to management of pain, according to research presented a couple of days ago at the annual scientific meeting of the American Pain Society. Yes, the American Pain Society. Much of health care, they say, involves helping people find solutions for tough problems like pain. I think all physicians are well aware of how difficult it is to manage chronic pain. Of course, this is the quote, but they basically endorse drugging, and then they want to track down every doctor who prescribes drugs. And then we find out, oh, my gosh, we can do it without the drugs. There's a pain cream. I think it's called Knockout Pain Cream. Stephen Huer has. We just got some. My wife had a very intense pain between her shoulder blades just a couple of days ago. Tried it out on her. I got a hats off to Stephen, man. You nailed it again. It's a homeopathic combination, and it really, really works. So if you're getting the One World Way glutathione, check out the Knockout Pain Cream as another adjunct for pain reduction in addition to increasing the levels of, what do we call it, the essential fats, the EPA and DHA? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But now we go on to antibiotics. Is there hope for the world without antibiotics? Because we know antibiotics are rapidly losing their efficiency, effectiveness. And, of course, in cancer patients, the antibiotics are something that they just throw out as an adjunct for what they call comorbidity. If you never heard of comorbidity, it just means infections that are present in the context of other diseases that may be considered as bad or worse. And so the least of their concerns is not the least of their concerns with infections, but they keep throwing in the antibiotics and they wipe out the gut of these people. And now they're acknowledging that, that herbs and they, different yeast, fungal species like mushrooms have an ability to address infectious disease, as well as sometimes better than the antibiotics. And they're talking about different herbs here. Although that, but here's what this doctor had said about it. Even though they're kind of acknowledging that, yes, there's a role for natural substances here, they said that although the plants tested had lower potency than conventional antibiotics, they offer hope against resistant species. These results are a starting point for further testing in the lab and clinic. Now, what I've known for years is that silver can play a vital role in reducing or eliminating infectious disease, although in the form of colloidal silver, or in fact even the more potent form of silver hydrosol, the manufacturers like Sovereign Silver, they can't make claims that they can actually eradicate infection because there is a First Amendment clamp. It doesn't exist. The First Amendment doesn't exist for healing and healers if you speak the truth about the ability to wipe out MRSA, vancomycin-resistant infections, which they can. In fact, I've seen firsthand the third-party FDA lab-approved analysis of the silver hydrosol against vancomycin, and it was 88 times more efficient than vancomycin. Now, I realize some of the herbs may not be as potent, quote-unquote, as antibiotics, but the silver, the hydrosol form, 88 times more potent than even a last line of defense vancomycin. Seen the results as well. Now, granted, these are in vitro studies, but how many times do I need to see it in vivo before I know these people are getting well? These people are getting well. And you heard me talk about Leslie, this woman Leslie. Great gal. I met her at the Nullify Now conference in Austin, Texas. And this has now been a month or more ago. Got her on the silver hydrosol aloe vera protocol, gut protocol, put her on the probiotics at night as well. She began losing weight dramatically. She was very overweight and had been for a long time. And then she wrote in her journal, and she made this public for anybody to read, my sleep cycle normalizing on its own. She had rather a delayed phase sleep disorder with her depression, and she's showing signs that she can decrease her Prozac. She's updating her journal links, and her body is rebooting, as she said. And then she wrote a few days ago, very recently, in fact, no more allergy meds for me. I'm off of everything and even went to a concert where everyone was smoking like chimneys, and I'm not sick today. Normally, that would be enough to give me a sinus and lung infection that would take a month of antibiotics. Woohoo, she says. And I'm officially under 200 pounds for the first time in ages. Yet another woohoo, and I say double awesome. And you can do it too, because the power is indeed yours to heal. And we'll be back after this with a wild card segment. I don't know where I'm going, but we're going there. Stay with me. Rocket.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Extend your life with
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Do we live in a vaccine nation? Well, before I get to that, I want to make a special invite to all my listeners here on GCN, those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or anywhere in Texas you want to ride in for a great Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to be in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 Survival and Preparedness Conference. I'll be speaking there on many topics of interest to you for survival and preparedness reasons and purposes. And I look forward to seeing you there. I'll be recording some shows as well, maybe even broadcasting live from the event. We're working on that. Lots of healing to do, and that's survivalist.com, survivalist.com/conference. And I've got that linked up for my friends on Facebook right now. Hopefully you'll take the time to come on down and make it a good holiday weekend, and I'd love to see you there. Now, vaccines are responsible, according to an author, Andreas Moritz, best-selling author of over a dozen health books, including the best-selling Cancer is Not a Disease and Timeless Secrets of Health and Rejuvenation, now announcing a book that questions the benefits of vaccination. Oh, hallelujah, finally. Vaccines responsible for, guess what? Massive decline in natural immunity. Yes, that's right, in vaccine nation. Poisoning the population one shot at a time, Moritz provides the scientific evidence that shows vaccination suppresses the primary immune system located in the gut called the cellular immune system. How many years have I been saying that? Finally, the word's getting out. This is great news. Great news for all the kids yet to be and all the parents that have yet to wake up. This is going to be fascinating. I've got to get this guy on the show. Hopefully we can coordinate that. Vaccines bypass the essential part of the immune system and merely provoke the secondary immune response. It's called the antibody response. As I said, I'm not opposed to antibodies, but if you're relying upon them, that is not the primary means by which your immune system works, nor are you protected from any given disease or coughed upon disease. However, while activating the antibody response, vaccines automatically shut down the primary immune system, which poses the long-term health risk. Let's trade it out. Suppress the expression of disease in order to create 10 others that could be as bad or worse. Neglecting the real reality that even if you succumb to that initial phase of these so-called childhood eruptive diseases, that if you know what to do, you will not die. Your child will not die. But that's not the way they play it in modern scientific, pseudoscientific medicine, sanctioned by big government, big pharma, and the New World Order that wants you on drugs and vaccines. They will tell you, they will frighten you to say that there is no hope except through us. That's right, the false savior of modern medicine. The church that you may worship. Oh, no, not you. You listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, so you have already left that church, and now you can go back to the real one. Now, vaccines bypass this essential part of the immune system and provoke that secondary immune response. That's where I said, if a vaccine does anything, it can suppress the expression of disease, but it can create lots of worse ones. A normal exposure to pathogens always begins in the nasal, ear, throat, and respiratory passages, never through injection. Outside of the extenuating circumstances of surgery, or if you had a massive injury that opened your innards to the outer world, which in that case still doesn't warrant, for me, vaccination. I would be flooding the body with silver at that point, silver hydrosol specifically. But once primary immunity has been, by the way, the link here is thesanevax.org, great, great resource and blog, and that links out to some other stories on that we'll be following up on in the near term here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But as we talk about the normal exposure, once primary immunity has been established by going through an infection, the antibody response then follows very naturally, very organically, if you will. And this allows the immune system to grow stronger. That's right. Strength through disease, right? Strength through experience. You learn instead of tricking man's ignorance, man's arrogance, tricking us into believing, whoa, yeah, you're smarter than God. You're smarter than the Creator. Do you really believe that? They do, even if you don't. In modern medicine, S-I-N, it's spelled, medicine. It's an amazing, amazing thing that we could see. And I would say that man cannot duplicate the majesty of creation, yet arrogant men are convinced they can trick it with vaccines. That's indicative of stupid humans, not a Creator who is stupid, not at all, but stupid humans creating this scenario. And it's really embarrassing to be human when we have fellow humans that think they can be, well, outcreate the Creator, in a sense, by the vaccine. We'll fool the Creator. We'll fool nature. And then put your kids at long-term risk for cancer as well. You know, evoking the antibody response without establishing primary immunity has serious consequences. Listen to the things that are popping up, the things I've been talking about for years in kids who are vaccinated as opposed to that aren't. They're 5 times more likely to have asthma, 3 times more likely to have allergies. They have 3 times the number of ear infections requiring, no, not requiring, but the silly parents that are convinced of this, intervention with antibiotics, which further worsen the damage to the gut from vaccination. Over 4 times more apnea and near-miss cot death, or they call it crib death, sudden infant death syndrome. Nearly 4 times more bouts of recurring tonsillitis. Boy, did I have that as a child. 10 times more hyperactivity in vaccinated populations. Yet we're going after the Amish because they don't vaccinate and they want us to drink raw milk. You're going after salt of the earth families, family members like the Dollarites in Missouri who are breeding rabbits organically and humanely and selling them, not into interstate commerce even. Yet the USDA goes in to attack them, tells them they're going to fine them $4 million. Federal Reserve notes. This is the freedom for which our troops are fighting. Do you see how embarrassing it is? How do we apologize to the troops that are overseas supposedly defending us from terrorists, and they come back and they find that the terrorists are the government officials that sent them to war, the bureaucrats, the Congress critters, the congressmen and women. And you hear about Dr. Rand Paul. Yeah, he's talking about actually calling them to the carpet on the 60-day rule, the War Powers Act. And Obama says, oh, no, I'm not in defiance of that, because it's just this kind of a temporary thing. It's a part-time thing. It's a partial thing. You want to talk about Orwellian. Who's calling for the impeachment of Obama? It is now time. It is long since past time. This guy needs to be out of there. Is it going to happen? Or are they going to? I mean, he's a fiction. He's a legal fiction at this point. But again, go back and listen to the attack on the killer bunny terrorists in hour one that I covered. You'll understand how absurd this is, how sad I feel for the troops, for them going overseas to protect us, and they come back and find out the government has attacked them, and it's attacking fellow Americans simply for wanting to drink raw milk, to sell it, to sell bunny rabbits raised humanely. Is this what we're doing here? Listen, Advanced Medicine Monday is coming up tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnews.com. Tell your friends, family, neighbors, everybody, that the power to heal is yours, it's theirs, it's ours, it's the truth, God's honest. I'll be back next week, rocking the health world. Thank you for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.